On Hanukkah, Klal Yisrael revisits the Mechama between Yavan and Klal Yisrael. We went through Arba Golias. One of the Arba Golias was the Golias of Yavan. Different types of koiches that opposed and were misnagged to Klal Yisrael. A certain unique feature about the isnagdus of Yavan to Klal Yisrael that I wanted to try to develop in a few minutes. Based it on a marsha, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Aleph from Aleph says. It says in the pasuk. It says at the end of the Teichachis in Parshas Bechukosai. It says, "Af biyoysam be'eretz oyveim loyma'astim loyga'altim lechaloysam lohafer bisiyitom." It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach. Even if we're going to be in exile, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to abandon us. In Chazal, in the Gemara Megillah, Darshan, it's talking about the four different golias, and the words loyga'altim is going on golus Yavon loyga'altim. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't abandon us, didn't spit us out. Shemadti lahem Shimon HaTzadik v'chashmono yibonav. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us leaders that were able to protect us against and save us from the gullus of Yavon. And the Mashiach asks a very basic question in this Gemara. And he says, the beginning of the Pasuk is, Af b'yoysam be'eretz oyveihem. Even when you're going to be in exile, you're going to be in a foreign land, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to exile you. Frektim Arshon and Chedushi Agodas here. Bishlema, all the other four gullus. Klal Yisrael was in a foreign land. Klal Yisrael was in a different place. Was in a strange land. They weren't in the homeland. During the Xeris of Yavan, Golus Yavan, Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Hamidrash was even standing. How could the Pasuk be talking about Golus Yavan when it says Af Biyosim Eretz Oyveim? Zokte Marsha, he said. Zokte Marsha, since the Memshola of Yavan, the sovereignty of Yavan, reigned and ruled over Klal Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael. It was ki'ilu hoyis shehoyu be'eretz oyveihem, even though they were in Eretz Israel. This is something unique about Golus Yavan. All other Golus, they bring Klal Yisrael to exile. They bring him to a foreign, estranged matziv, where they're estranged from all musage, the way, the Torah of life, Torah mitzvahs. But Yavan is something special. They're able to creep and enter even a home zone when you think you're at home. You're at home. You're in Eretz Israel. But Yavan, the koyach of Yavan is able to enter the zone of Eretz Yisrael and make you feel as if you're in Eretz Yisrael. I would like to expound on this, Nakuda. Chazal Darshan, the Pasuk in Bereishis, Va'oretz hoy sasoyu v'avoyu b'choyshech ha'penei sahoyim. That this is referring to the Arba Golias. And choyshech is referring to Golus Yavan, a very famous Chazal. Choyshech is Yavan, shechshichu einayim sheyisrael b'gzeriseyim. They darkened. They created a sense of choyshech with exeris. L'chayr would seem very strange that of all titles, Klal Yisrael, the Torah chooses to give to Yavan, it calls them choyshech, dark. Yavan, in the world, the way we understand them, was the source of enlightenment. That was chokhmah, that was the ma'il of Yavan. Philosophy. They were the greatest chachamim. L'chayr, that's the way we refer to Yavan as choyshech. The answer is pashut. There's a very famous shtickel of Messiah Yisharim, which I think everyone knows, in the beginning of the Sefer, when he's in the Parak of Zahirus. And he says that Choshech, there's two types of Choshech. There's sometimes this darkness, that Adam lo yochel lirois ma'ashe b'fonav. You can't see, you're in pitch black dark, you can't see anything. But there's another type of darkness, says the Messiah Yisharim. It's a darkness that distorts. There's a little bit of light, you see something. But it causes you to mistake what you see. You see an Amud as if it's an Adam, and an Adam as if it's an Amud. You see a human being, it's really a pole. And you think it's a pole, and it's really a human being. This is a different type of Choshech. This Choshech is able to enter the zone of light, where you have light, and it distorts your view. This is the Choshech of Yavan. And it's so scary, and it's, in a certain way, it's even scarier than the other Choshech of Golos. Yavan doesn't take you into a matzav where you feel like you're in Choshech. That's all the Golos. You realize you're out of your zone, you're out of your element. Yavan is the type of Choshech. Yavan is the type of Choshech that the creator Choshech that can enter the realm of light. You think you're in Eretz Yisrael. You think you're supposed to be. You're in the base Medrash. But you don't realize that you have the Hashpah of Yavan. You're seeing what you're seeing. You're seeing it Yavandik. A person thinks he's saying a pshat in Torah. He's saying an emes a pshat in Torah. He's saying it with the hashpah of Yavan. A person might think he's raising his house. He's trying to build a home on the adnei haTorah, on concepts of Torah. And choshech, he's distorted. The choshech of Yavan enters. How did they do this?
How is Yovan able to create a choshech that entered a matzav when we were Be'ir Libra, we were in our own homeland, but they were able to create a matzav of Eretz Oyveim? How were they able to do this? I heard once, when a goyin ha-mufler, Moshe Shapiro Zechron al-Vacha, he said a tremendous pshat insight, and with that which we say, that Yovan was geyzer, la-shkicham to yosecha, Sayyidina Onisim. What does that mean? He asked a basic question. How you can make zeros to stop mitzvahs, stop doing milah, stop keeping Shabbos. But how could you force a person to forget his Torah? I mean, something that a person has in his mind, or put a gun to his head and say, forget all the Rambams, forget all the Mishnah Berurahs, you know, all the Messiah Shasharms. How do you do that? How could you force a person to take information out of his mind? He said, Gvaldik. What is shikha when you forget something? Shikha is the same root as choshech. When a person forgets something, it's not necessarily that the piece of information dropped out of his mind. Sometimes a person forgets kilu to go to a simcha that he's supposed to go to. What's the pshat? The piece of information you didn't it dropped out of your mind. Shikha is when there's a piece of information that is not accessed. It remains in the recesses, in the dark recesses of the mind. Information that's not a idea, that's not brought to the forefront of the mind, that it cannot be accessed and will not be accessed. That's a malach of shikha of choshech. Zokta Moshe Shapiro, what Yovan did, how we do the Shkichem Teresecha was, exactly what we just said, they created a new Mahalach of Chochma, a new set of values, a new culture, a new value system, where when this reigned, there was no Mrokim for the values of Torah, for the Chochma Satorah to shine forth. Why? Because it was irrelevant. In this new set of values, what the Torah has to offer, the piece of information they have to offer, they remained in the recesses of the mind. That's shikha. That's how they created this. In which way did they do this? With their chachma. Now, Ral talks many times in the Sefer that that was the koyach of chachma satayr, the Yovan was misnagid. And that's what they were misnagid. The shemen and the menorah, which in many places in Chazal refers to, symbolize the chachma satayr. What is there? There's a fight between the Greek mind, the Greek chachma, and the Torah de Kaman, what we call the Yiddish cup. Zem mul zeh, there's a difference. There's a very big machama. What's the machama? There's a very famous line, Hagdor Ramban and Achrimoitz, when he talks about Aristo, he calls him a Yavoni hazeh. And he says that he was Higis Bedaiti, he was a Balgaiva, Lachshoiv, Shekol Dover Shaloi Hesig Bisvarosoi. Eino Yemes. The way the Greek mind works is the logic, the human logic, which is tremendous, the koich haseichel, the human is unbelievable. That's where everything starts and ends. Anything that can be understand, what my logic dictates, what I understand, what it grasps, that exists. Anything else is not a reality. That's the Greek concept, and that's their culture that they spread in this world, and it lives out of yom hazeh. But the Yiddish cup is tremendously different. The musig, the godless of the Jewish mind, has been a musig, l'dayri dayris. The talents and the godless of the Yiddish cup is respected in by the Umas Olam, l'dayri dayris. But there's a difference in the inception, in the haschola of the Yiddish cup. We say, Chilas, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, Shloima Melech HaChochma Kol Odom says, Reishis Chochma Yiras, Reishis Das Yiras Hashem. The beginning, the bedrock, the haschola, the Hagdoma, to a great Jewish mind is Yira. What's Yira? Yira is the realization that we are limited. As great as a human mind could be, but he realizes that he's only seeing half a picture. He's incapable to see Hashem, there's a God there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees is the true emes. The human being sees, he's short-sighted, he's limited. This is the Yiddish cup, and this is the greatness of the Yiddish cup. The Yiddish cup always feels limited and feels like he's unable to see the full picture. The Emes, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Aflam and Aleph from Abay, says, the Pasuk, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chochma. And the Gemara says, it means to say, Hein over here is a way of saying it's one. The only Chochma is, as Yisharim says, the only Chochma is Yiras Hashem, V'hi Levad Chochma. Why? What does Hein mean, Achas? What does it mean this is the only Chochma? Zok the Gemara, Shekein B'loshon Yivoni, they call Achas Hein. Hein is a way of saying one. In Lashon Yevani. What does the Gemara use? It's just strange. What does the Pasuk use? It's just strange Lashon of Lashon Yevani. Chazal are telling us this is the way to be misnagig Yavon. When a person has yira, has a hachno. You look at the Rambam and you say the Torah. We think of a great mind, we think of the Rambam. In the Olam HaTorah, they're greater. We could spend days and days learning. Reb Chaim, in the Yachakala, the Olam was toiled on Reb Chaim. In Yeshiva, we could spend days and days. Reb Chaim is coming to explain the Rambam's mind. When the Rambam talks about Yiras Hashem in Yisrael, the Atari, he says, when a person thinks about the Galus Hashem, he feels it is a Briya Ktana. He feels like a small nothing when he stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the mind of the Rambam. This is Chochmas HaTorah. Chochmas HaTorah always realizes that it doesn't start and end by my logic. I have to dress my mind, I have to use my mind, but he realized that everything starts with the Torah, and that with the Torah, with the Torah's view, and with the Chachmei HaTorah tell us, this is true great Chachmei HaTorah. This is, I think, a cheshbon and nefesh we have to make. We want to revisit the battle we have between us and Yavon. We have to try to think and realize that Yavon crawled into us. The Choshech of Yavon. What the Marshoah says still remains today. Yavon, we could be sitting in a Beis Medrash. We could be sitting and read Jewish magazines. We could be sitting in a Balabat HaShematziv where everyone's talking Jewish concepts. Oh, but the concepts that are coming on our mind are influenced totally by Yavon. We're Eretz Oyvim. We're saying strange things, foreign values to the Torah, and we distort it, and we don't cop it. It's so scary. That's the Koyach of Yavon. They enter your zone, and you think you're seeing the light, and you're seeing a distorted picture. Very quickly, maybe two applications, Lamaisa, maybe two applications. Today, in the culture, the liberalism there is today, that exists all over the world. The idea by the Goyim, by the Yidden, were affected by this. That today, people in the year 2018 can express an opinion about every topic that existed in the Dorodoros, about the most sacred topics. The Musig, the definition of family, the definition of marriage, the definition of raising children, the definition of belief in a God, the definition of Torah. Any topic in the world is thrown around sites and magazines, and anybody could express their opinion. Everything, everyone is entitled to his opinion. Where does that come from? You're entitled to use your mind. But any Jew, any Yiddish cup knows that he's only seeing a half picture. He knows that as much as he wants to develop a view, he has to contact the Torah, he has to contact the Chachmei HaTorah. A second application, a Rebbe, having a Rav. Any Yiddish cup knows, as smart as he is and as wise as he is, he needs to have a Rebbe. Many times, as a Reish Chaburah from the Light in Yeshiva, when I have to deal with sometimes Shalom Bayis problems, we deal with, and it comes up when we talk about who's the parents and the in-laws get involved, and we say, "Who's the Rav of the father? Who's the Rav of the Shrek?" He doesn't have a Rav. He doesn't have a Rebbe. That's a Yavonit HaGazach. What is that? Is somebody who has nobody who he subjugates himself to, who he contacts to? Yeah, everyone has a Rav. They ask the questions when they decide, when they want, an emergency. But they have somebody who's a figure they're under, the Rebbe or the Kof of the dad. So no, there's nobody. And you don't want to drach. This is a Yavonit HaGazach. This is against the idea of Chochmas HaTorah. This is something I think we have to make a chavish hajma nefesh. Then we could celebrate the true, the zeidim yad oiskei sarasecha. We could celebrate the light of Chanukah, which is exactly the opposite of the choyshech ha-yovan. The choyshech ha-yovan is able to reign toich ha-or, betoich eretz Yisrael, like we saw. The or of Torah is punkfakert. It's able not only to be mayor in times of light, it's mayor in the night. The or of Torah is able to be mayor even the darkest places. That's our nitzachon. They're missing the sochan of the chokhmas, reishus chokhmah, yiras Hashem, chokhmas atoyer, the zeidim yad, oiskei soyosecha. Feilin chakam.